Our dairy farmers of Wisconsin want you to know exactly what's going on with their industry and what's happening as far as promotion of Wisconsin's dairy industry. This all up brought to you courtesy of your Dairy Checkoff dollars and the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Happy to be joined in studio with us today, Chad Vincent. He's the CEO of the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, who's been a busy man all through the holiday season and obviously now into 2019. First, Chad, let's go back. We've got to do a little bit of a recap. We're just now into 2019. I want to go back a bit, talk about 2018 and some of the things that Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin experienced. And maybe as important, it was the year of the name change. Go back to why we went from the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board to Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Sure. Well, you know, WMMB, when we talk to consumers about WMMB or Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board, they get this glazed look and they have no idea what that really is. And a lot of them thought that we were some sort of corporation or government organization. And they really didn't understand that this was, we take the farmers' 15 cents and invest it to make sure that we're finding a home for all the dairy that the dairy producers make in the state. Mm-hmm. So we'd go talk to people like Kroger and people that are buying millions and millions of pounds. And they're like, and we'd sponsor programs and they go, what's WMMB? And all of a sudden, we're like, well, it's really the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin are investing behind their production and want to make sure that you understand that these are the products that come out. And they're like, well, why don't you just say Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, right? And so, you know, when we do things like the world's largest cheese board, so we get $5 million worth of PR out of that one afternoon event. Mm-hmm. And in the past, it would have been brought to you by WMMB or Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. No consumer knows what that is. No consumer ever has to know what it is. But when you say brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, all of a sudden you got $5 million worth of people reminded about how important dairy and how important dairy farmers are to Wisconsin.
So that's why we arrive at Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, the new name, the new umbrella for all the research, all the education, all the outreach, all the promotion for all of Wisconsin's dairy products. Although coming kind of at the tail end of the holiday season, although that will continue until Super Bowl Sunday, this is the time of year when Wisconsin's dairy products really get a chance to shine, Chad.
It sure does. And we're out there in full force with sampling for cheese. We have a new Wisconsin butter promotion that kicked off that's running all through the holidays, making sure people are aware of how important it is and the quality of Wisconsin butter and the fact that look for the label. Look for the Wisconsin on the label to make sure you're getting the best butter that's out there.
Aside from trying to keep the staff organized and focused during the holiday, let's talk a little bit about another campaign that you spearheaded specifically yourself. Now, granted, you've been in Wisconsin's dairy industry basically your career, but with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin for a relatively short period of time, you've been out there on the front lines meeting face-to-face with groups of dairy farmers, I should say, all across the state. Those conversations can't be all that comfortable all the time.
It's not. And like we're saying, if I had money coming out of my paycheck and I didn't know where it was going or what it was, nobody would ever imagine that it's going to great things, right? So we're, and especially the times are so tight. I mean, it's unprecedented. The milk check for this long has been so weak. And so our team, I'm personally out there, you know, in December, I'm out in front of six farmer groups for lunches, going out, meeting face-to-face, talking about what it is that we do, take the hard questions, because you know what? I guarantee you that of the 100-plus programs that we run, nobody's going to like all of them. But boy, when farmers hear how their money's being invested and what kind of returns we get on it, you know, after those meetings, things are a lot better. You know, we're also, you know, I'm also meeting with the PDPW, is we just met with them in late December. And so I'm out talking to those folks about the power of the checkoff. And those are the folks that are really involved and have a big voice. And so they can help spread the word about what it is that we're doing and how effective it can be.
And just don't think that this is a limited response to the bad time. You're dedicating yourself to keeping this up till forever.
And so typically what we're doing right now is we have 25 board of directors in different counties that farmers elected. And so I'm working with them and they're outlining, you know, they'll get small farms, big farms, organic farms, farms that really know the checkoff and like us and farmers that really don't know or don't like us and get together in a room and talk. And it's, so there's 25 of those and we've probably gone through 10 so far and we'll keep cycling through. I mean, we're on second round with some of them already.
Now, you were mentioning that you get kind of repeat questions. one of the repeat questions that kind of resonates with you is dairy farmers' concern over kids. There's a lot of different ways that Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin interacts with kids. It's not just only during June Dairy Month. There's a lot of different flanges when it comes to how checkoff dollars are being spent with kids and schools.
Right. A number of years ago, the Dairy Council merged in with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. So we have a group of people that are in schools every day. And it goes well beyond just making sure that milk is there because, you know, I know we all want whole milk and ice cold and glass and we don't control the vast majority of that, but what we can control is getting in and helping get the message about why dairy is important, why farming is important, and making sure these kids get the full message. Because if they're not getting the message from us, you know they're getting the message from people that might not be as friendly towards dairy. Mm-hmm.
So talk to me a little bit about what you see as targets for 2019, Chad. I mean, there are any number of different directions that your staff can go. You're very, very careful with the financial resources that you're given charge over, though. That's the other thing I want people to... I notice it because I work with your staff closely. Every one of them takes it very, very personally how they spend money because they know it's dairy farmers' money.
Absolutely. It's called managing the pennies, right? Everything we do is well planned out and researched, and we know, you know, we've taken a lot of time and effort to make sure we understand the what and the why and the where. And what's the, you know, people in my office are sick of me talking about this, but what's the measurable result, right? It's not doing things to make people happier, to make people warm. It's like, what result are we going to get and how will we see it when we're done? How will we measure it? How will we know if it was effective or not? If it is effective, how do we make it better? If it's not effective, do we kill it and move a different direction or what? But we can't continue to just do program after program, right?
So for 2019, anything in particular that you were kind of channeling some of your energies to, anything new that we might want to watch for?
We are. One of the cool things, you know, the Master Cheesemaker, Wisconsin Master Cheesemaker, we're the only program like that in outside of Europe. And it's incredible. It's incredible marketing, but it also shows the skill sets and the passion that we have about our cheesemaking. And cheesemaking, as you know, is really important because my 90-90 rule, 90% of the milk turns into cheese and 90% of that cheese is sold outside the state. So Master Cheesemakers is hitting their 25th anniversary. So we're actually helping them with their launch and making sure that consumers, but really importantly, it's the retail side. So the big retailers, when they really get a better understanding of the quality and the passion and the effort and the quality of the milk that comes in through the process, it really helps sell a lot more cheese. Mm-hmm. You know, and one of the questions, I'm going to take a side note here. A lot of people, one of the main questions of farmers is, when I went to Florida, I've got my friends in Florida, and they can't find Wisconsin cheese or in Arizona or whatever. It's in the stores, I guarantee you. We're at over 80,000 retail outlets across the country and over 98% of grocery stores. And the problem is that a lot of people don't know what brands are Wisconsin, right? And so that's why one of 2019's biggest efforts is around the Proudly Wisconsin Cheese logo. For the last decade, we've had a logo on there that has an arm with a wedge of cheese. And blown up to a poster size, it's beautiful and awesome. But when it's the size of your thumb, the mass majority of consumers weren't picking up that it was from Wisconsin. So we simplified that logo. And right now, 78% of the cheese companies have already converted or are in the process of converting to this new one, and it pops. So we're going to spend a lot of time with the first national digital campaign that Wisconsin Milk Market Board or Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin has ever run. And so we're going to drive the awareness of the logo and drive the awareness of cheese so that people, when they're in the stores, will have a much better understanding of which cheeses come from Wisconsin.
What does it look like?
We call it our badge, right? So it's an oval badge. It's blue and red, and it says across the top, Wisconsin, and cheese at the bottom, and proudly across the middle. And then it's got two little like award-winning ribbons coming out of the bottom. So it looks like an award.
Well, and rightly so. That's what we do in Wisconsin when it comes to cheese. Well, Chad, I appreciate you starting off our calendar year with a little bit of an update, not only on the frontline work that you're doing, meeting face-to-face with dairy farmers, but now we got an idea on what's coming up. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Chad Vincent along with us, CEO of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. And again, as always, if you've got questions, you can always reach out to people like Chad or his staff, and they'll get you the answers. Or as always, you can also jump online. A lot of different ways you can catch up with them. We've got the websites, of course, and that is wisconsindairy.org, wisconsincheese.com, or of course on social media, at Wisconsin Cheese on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, as well as Twitter. So keep that in mind. another way to keep you invested in the dairy industry. And now you know where your dollars are going, dairy farmers of Wisconsin. Chad Vincent in studio with us.